Now, in mid-August, the eyes of the world, well, the Catholic world at least, will be on Madrid for World Youth Day 2011. And here to tell me about the experience is Father Liam Morgan from the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. Good morning, Father Liam.
Good morning, Brenda.
Morning. Thanks a million for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Now, will you just tell our listeners what exactly is World Youth Day?
World Youth Day, Brenda, is a gathering, an international gathering of young people. It is a Catholic festival of faith in many ways, certainly a pilgrimage because it draws on young people travelling from all over the world and making their way to the chosen destination. Now, I believe that really World Youth Day goes back to a time in the life of Pope John Paul II, as a young priest ministering in his native Poland, that he was very talented and gifted young man, and that he had the ability to engage in those times with young people, and particularly with married couples, young married couples. And their coming together was often social, but also there was a strong element of conversation and discussing topics that were important to them, all in the context of a faith and a belief in God. So I think really he had that idea then in his pontificate as Pope to bring something of what he actually would have done in Poland and to bring it to a wider audience and to offer young people an opportunity who share an interest or a faith or a belief in Christ and the gospel to come together and to express that faith together and to do so where they feel affirmed and are encouraged. So I say that would be something of the origins of World Youth Day, and he began the whole project back in 1985. Back in Rome.
Okay. Now, tell me about the Kildare and Loughlin pilgrimage. How many young people, priests and staff, etc., are going this year to World Youth Day, and where are you going?
Now, there's 130 going all together, Brenda, and that would comprise the majority, of course, are young people, but as you've mentioned there in the question, some of those will be clergy, about seven priests from the diocese, and then there are of course some staff as well, and by staff I mean Yvonne Rooney, who would be taking day-to-day responsibility for the pilgrimage, and she's employed by the diocese. We'd also have Robert Norton, who would be known to perhaps some listeners through the Mehel program in the secondary schools, and then we do have a youth team in the diocese, and thankfully nearly all of that team are coming. So that's the composition. We're heading to Madrid.
Oh, very good. And sunny Madrid.
Yeah, and the last World Youth Day, it is the custom that the last World Youth Day took place in Sydney. The Pope usually celebrates that final Mass on the Sunday, concluding the week, and usually at the end of the Mass then he will announce where the next venue or location will be for the next World Youth Day. So back in Sydney, he would have announced it for Madrid for this year.
Okay. And what sort of preparations has your World Youth Day group done so far for World Youth Day? Because I would imagine there's a lot of logistical preparations, but also a lot of preparations in the context of faith and prayer.
Yeah. Well, certainly there's the logistical, and that's where Yvonne and myself will be involved in liaising with the travel agents and doing all of that and making sure, you know, our travel arrangements, accommodation, all of that is looked after. But then there is the other aspect, which would be bringing together the young pilgrims. And we did that once we got an expression of interest and deposits were put down, and we knew then that we had a group of people who were very interested in coming, that last October we would have met them at an initial meeting. I gave them information about the World Youth Day, maybe more than what they might have picked up on earlier, just in the initial kind of highlighting and promotion of it. This was a chance to come together and say what will be involved, give them an outline of the week. And so those are very important. We had one in October. We had another one in February. We had one on Palm Sunday. And then we brought a group of them to Knock last Saturday for the National Eucharistic Congress. So they do provide great opportunities just to come together. We would give information. They would be looking for information, so we try to answer questions. We highlight various situations or scenarios, things that they need to bring. We'd also have a prayer element to that. We had at one of our meetings Dr. Negronia. She's travelling with us. She's a Carlow-based doctor, and we're delighted she's coming. And she kind of went through maybe some of the things that would need to be mentioned in relation to just health and safety. And dealing maybe with the heat, which we expect to be fairly warm out there in Madrid. And then on another day we gathered, that was in February, we had Father Benny McHale. He's a Mayo priest, and he did an input just on the relationship with God. So we're trying to keep that sense of preparing faith-wise as well, because that is something that the young people will connect in with when they get to Madrid.
Sure. Now, is there a typical type of young person who goes to World Youth Day, or do you get people from all stages and ages in life?
Yeah, there's no just one type. It's certainly true to say that they're from all stages of life. We'd have a fair number of young people coming in the 16 to 18 bracket. Then we'd have young adults in their 20s and 30s. So there is a span of experience there naturally. And you'll have some people who are already perhaps have come to it because they're connected by some kind of involvement in their own parish, or they have been involved in the Mehel programme, and there's a nice crossover there from being leaders in Mehel to coming on the World Youth Day. Or you have some people who are out of curiosity because one or two friends decided that they were going to come, are venturing on the journey and on the pilgrimage. And as regards, you know, some of them will have a faith that is, you know, probably strong or connected in a sense to their parish and on Sunday. Others may not. And so I feel there's an openness there to respect the different stages that people are on. But I would say that the young people wouldn't be under any kind of mistaken impression that they are aware that it is a pilgrimage and that there is a very much a strong faith content to it, as well as when we get out there, of course, time for relaxation and enjoyment and maybe seeing some of the sights as well in their free time. So you'd love to have that sense of camaraderie, friendship in the context of faith and belief and expressing that faith together.
And Father Liam, why are gatherings like these so important for the church and to the church?
I think they're very important because perhaps sometimes we associate pilgrimage for older people, and if we were to think of pilgrimage, some people might think immediately of Lourdes or Knock or perhaps Medjugorje. But I think these have a particular focus entirely on young people. And when you're actually on these days, World Youth Days, like there's a fantastic sense of colour, of celebration, of flags, of, you know, just the whole vitality of young people. And I think, and especially perhaps I would feel in the context of our own church at the moment, which is going through difficult times, and there's no doubt about that over maybe a 10 or 15 year period, that there are young people who are interested in their faith. It might be expressed differently to how I might have expressed it or my parents, but I think it is important that they get that opportunity to kind of say it's okay. And I think when they travel on these days, to see that there are many, many more young people, thousands in fact, of young people who also share a similar perspective or view on life, that they would like to have a spiritual dimension to their lives.
And final question, Father Liam, I know you've been on a couple of World Youth Days, but what difference does it make to you? I mean, does it re-nourish your vocation, or, you know, what do you get from it?
Well, I feel I used to know, and maybe I might answer this question by just mentioning a now deceased priest, Father Stan Shine. And Stan would have worked as parish priest in Carbery in County Kildare, and then he retired to Killeshee when that was still a convent, and then we know that became a hotel. So he spent the last 5 years of his life with Father Sean Maher, Father Paddy Byrne and myself when we were priests in Newbridge Parish. Mm. And Stan used to get to meet young people through us, and maybe school-going people that might be dropping over, whatever, and young adults that were involved. And indeed, being with ourselves as younger priests then, and he said, you know, that in his, that he, in our presence, kind of felt young, you mm-hmm. know? And I think, for myself, just being around young people and their life and their outlook on life and their sense of celebration, sense of fun, and their sincerity too, and their sense of idealism, that I always get really a great lift from it. I feel a great sense of just life, and there's a kind of a sense of the positive too, which I really like from my interaction with the young people. Just being with them, being surrounded by them, and that sense of being together. And actually, when you take this group, and there are many different age groups, I think age becomes irrelevant, because we're all kind of on this journey, kind of an adventure together. And so I think just the friendship and the sense of our identity of being from Kildare and Loughlin, and that kind of strong sense that it is in this diocese, that comes to the fore.
Mm-hmm. Father Liam, it sounds great. We wish you the best of luck with your adventure.
Thank you, Brenda.
We have to leave it there this morning, and thanks for joining us. Have a safe trip there and back.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
That was Father Liam Morgan from the Youth Ministry team in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, and he was bringing us up to date about the World Youth Day next month in Madrid.